Hello, dear listeners. It is I once again, DJ Star Sage, coming to you from Her Majesty's carriage after a day of work at the candy shop and a workout routine. How are you? What have you been up to? Before we get too much further, I just wanted to take a moment and mention our fellow podcaster Toppy Smelly recently mentioned that his sweet mamaw, Mama Smelly, has had a recent decline in health, and she is due to have a procedure done on her heart. And this is something she'd had done just the other year, so certainly our thoughts are with the Smelly family. We were looking forward to spending time with Toppy this weekend as we go to the Naughty Boy camp. But, of course, we know how these matters are with family. I, for one, am very grateful that I have older siblings. When it came time to handle affairs for Mom's health, they were there to make those decisions and make sure she was taken care of. So certainly, we know that it's a great responsibility to have to become the parent when you were once the child. So, what is on my mind? Well, I'm not sure how many of you work in a downtown area. I do. And there seems to be this word floating about, this trend called revitalization. And for those of you not familiar, the idea is that you take an area, a neighborhood, with housing and businesses, and you do a special economic study to see how you can best pump life into that place, that district. And certainly downtowns have seen more prosperous days, certainly when you had to leave the house to get your groceries and, you know, get a winter coat maybe. Certainly, to get out of the house and run your errands. But in more recent years, they have tried to bring the economy back to its glory day in some of these downtown areas. In a lot of places, they're historic districts, places with old buildings that may have once housed more important businesses back in the day. Now, in the neighborhood I work in at the candy shop, it's rather limited with options. We don't have really a full-fledged grocery store nearby. There's a handful of convenience stores, but it's not a place that you're going to drop in and pick up a rotisserie chicken for dinner. A lot of my peers, my coworkers, will leave the building on their lunch break. And this is something that I learned early on was not for me. Certainly, a lot of people who work in a downtown area will tell you that for the most part, there's no such thing as free parking. And when you try to rationalize your place of employment based on the expense of gas and parking, those pennies add up. So it was easier for me to look over my bank statement, for example, and to see how much I was spending in the vending machine And if I were to leave the building, as my counterparts do, for their lunch every day, I could tell you that easily it would account for the cost of a tank of gas for me. So it is just something that I don't do. I do, however, miss some of the conveniences that were in our neighborhood not so long ago. There is an older building just down the street from my work that in its day, of course, had more prosperity in its doorways. But before the recent renovation project, there was a little soup and sandwich shop there, and I'd grown accustomed to stopping in for my coffee, and once a week I'd go there on Friday to have my lunch. They had really good soup. Like, one of my favorites was a tomato basil bisque, and they had some good things that were not so good for you too. There is this phenomenon in my part of the country that is known as a garbage plate. And the only reason it's called this is because basically it's a bunch of fried food all put together. Now, this is the exact opposite of my lifestyle of late. So it's no wonder the closure of this place benefited me. But still, it would be nice to be able to drop in and get a cup of coffee and to have a sandwich once a week. So part of the revitalization is to bring some new businesses and upscale living into the downtown area. And there is a bit of doubt about how likely it is that anyone would take that opportunity. I mean, while my downtown is not a ghetto, I guess you'd say, it certainly isn't the most breathtaking skyline. So it's hard to imagine some of these upscale apartments and condos being put together in office buildings just blocks away, and to see the astronomical rents they are estimating, I honestly can't see where they place that value, because, well, for one thing, if I were to pay those rates, I would want a prettier view. Certainly not the backside of the highway or hulks of a few buildings that have seen better days. But, you know, they say that if you build it, they will come. And I don't know, maybe if there is a Chili's or a I'm trying to remember the name of that upscale Southwestern restaurant. Not Qdoba. Oh, Chipotle, yes. Chipotle seems to be trendy in the Northeast here, and I suppose if one were to open a Chipotle near some of the places of work, someone might take an interest and want to be able to live where they can walk to their job. I personally don't see it, but hey, I am 40, so perhaps it's not my opinion they're looking for. So let's see. This weekend, we're going camping, as I mentioned, and that's to be punctuated by a family event. My brother Jughead's son is getting married, and we are very pleased with his choice for a bride. I know that that sounds probably chauvinist, but it gives me hope for the young man. She is an educated woman, very bright, good head on her shoulders, as they might say. And she's got a good sense of humor, which in this family is a critical survival trait. And she's a college professor. I just don't know how he did it. Or for that much, what she sees in him, maybe. But despite all that, we do have a wedding to attend this weekend. And my brother will be having to depart from his gun-toting state to come break bread with his family. So we shall see how that goes. And let's see. Colder weather is around the corner. And Hubby Billy is planning out some winterizing and repairs for his older vehicle. And we are planning out our personal time in anticipation of greater family greater family demands. So, of course, that is inevitable with the seasons that will be here none too shortly. And the last thing I would like to rant about is the end of my journey of weight loss and having to rehabilitate myself into maintenance. This is where my focus is no longer going to be losing, but maintaining. And I am becoming all too well aware of the struggle. Now, I'm not one to buy into conspiracy theories, but I'm tending to think that something in our country, and by that the United States, I guess, or North America, something in our country's history has conspired against traditional healthy living. And I don't think this is a new development. I think this is probably something that we are learning as the result of our own consequences of bad decisions. I'm thinking that somewhere along the time of the Great Depression, there was probably a grocer and a doctor who sat down across the table, and one said, "You make them fat, and I'll make them healthy." And with that being said, it is nearly impossible to find healthy alternatives to sex and day-to-day foods without making them yourself. And this is just something that I find ridiculous. Why should a mere candy bar, which I indulged in today, a Butterfinger, have 36 grams of carbs? Now, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's as many carbs as a bowl of pasta. And certainly, if I'm going to plan out having carbs and having to burn those off, I'm going to know it, because I'm having an entire bowl of pasta. But a candy bar has 36 grams of carbs, 24 grams of sugar. Come on, make something that's half that. It's no wonder the value menus, which have no nutritional value on them, are so cheap. Why is it that healthy living costs so much money? Is it because there are secret contracts that, you know, XYZ company has to sell so much sugar to keep the industry alive? And it's no wonder that children in this country are at a record rate of obesity. There are so many polls out there that tell us that childhood obesity is at a record high in this period in our history. Is it any wonder that we are also seeing more instances of diabetes? I think this is a direct reflection of the marketing of our mass-produced foods. And there's going to come a time where, as a country, as a culture, as a society, we're going to have to put our foots down and say, I want better options. And I just wish I had the ingenuity and know-how to start that revolution, because there is no reason why I should be looking at gaining all that weight back that I've had since childhood if it were easier to make healthier choices. So this is just something that I will probably be talking on from here on out as part of my struggle. And shortly, the Duchess Sue and I will be resuming our recordings with the Faraway Nearby. So I may not be releasing as many of these personal journals as before. I may only be doing this possibly once a week, as I'll also be editing my other program. But as always, you can email me at djstarsage@gmail.com. I am on Twitter at TFNDJ. And my webpage is SYJ for Surely You Just podcast.wordpress.com. Stop on by thesmellcast.com and send Toppy some well wishes. That's all for now. Bye-bye.
This program is a proud member of UniVoz. Unified, unique voices. Learn more at UniVozPods.net.